Company, 1318 Industrial.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:29 and time for What's In Outdoors, hosted Friday mornings by Phil Totten. You log on to KVOE.com, click on that community tab. There'll be a drop-down menu. Click on What's In Outdoors, and you are then on the What's In Outdoors website. Phil will keep you up to date. What's In Outdoors, brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. You know, if Blue Stem doesn't have it, it's probably not around. Probably doesn't exist. And Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and that exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto will always take great care of you. Well, let's head to Council Grove Lake, Studio North, and Phil Totten. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, Ron. I still got a whining dog right here by my leg. We're getting ready to go out and play in Studio North for those quails she knows I have planted out there. If anybody wants to learn how to train dogs with razor-release birds and what the state requires in the way of a recapture pen, please give me a call, 620-794-5373. It is a way that you can extend your pleasure with your bird dogs, I guarantee you. If she'll just leave me alone for another half an hour, we'll get this show out of the way. And, Ron, I just got a message from Megan Hilby. She wanted the listeners to know that she's going to be on TV today on Fox 43, their AM live morning show at 9 a.m. She's going to be sharing her experiences in recent shooting competitions and also her participation in the upcoming Kansas State Rifle Association Championship. So what's an outdoors tip of the hat to Megan. I really love all she's doing. Around several weeks ago, I had Cody Thurston on the show, and he talked about youth hunting and what all he's doing to get people outside for a better inside. And he mentioned that Madison is really rallying behind a fellow named Travis Ballard, who has been diagnosed with brain cancer. So I asked Ron McDonald to join us on the show this morning to tell us a little bit more about what's going on with this benefit and fundraisers. Last weekend, on October 2nd, they had a golf tournament. Ron, that tournament filled up in 12 hours. And this weekend, Abner Redeker is putting together a warm-up shoot to get ready for the October 22nd event. So, Rob, please tell us a little bit what all you got going on over there for Travis.
You bet. Hey, Phil, it's good to talk to you. Travis is such a great guy and a big part of the Madison community. He's coached junior high football and just been here his whole life, and everybody just loves Trav. And so when he got that diagnosis, he got to basically celebrate his 40th birthday with his first chemo treatment. And so our hearts are with Travis. And so with that, you mentioned the golf tournament was a big success. They had an auction and trying to raise funds to help Trav out. And so another event that we're going to have is on Saturday, the 22nd of this month. We're going to have a trap shoot out at the Madison Gun Club, which is on the south side of the lake. It's pretty easy to find. And Abner Redeker is kind of organizing that, and I know it's going to be a good time. We're encouraging ladies and youth to come out and shoot. The idea is we're going to have a lot of short games, get in, shoot for a game. There'll be some prizes. It might be like a Fantastical ham, pound of bacon, maybe a rod and reel combo, something like that. And we're going to shoot from 1 to 5, and then we'll have a little break in there if you want to get freshened up, or if you're not shooting, come on out and come down to the Madison Souter Center. It joins the library downtown Madison, and that's our community center. And the plan is starting at 6 o'clock. We're going to have some live music and an auction preview. We've got some fantastic auction items, everything from like delivered loads of gravel to some catered meals from the Chicken House, some ladies events, craft events. We've got some square bales of hay and a couple nights stay out at Clover Cliff, a whole Flint Oak package, come and stay and have dinner and shoot. And so the community's really come out to support Travis with this auction that we're going to have on the 22nd. So we'll have an auction preview, and then we're going to have a meal, and that's by free will donation. And then we'll have the auction to wind up the evening. And then we are, too, selling some shotgun raffle tickets. Those can be purchased at the Opie Chicken House. They can be purchased down at Madison Telephone. Abner Redeker's got some of those tickets. I've got some. And if you're interested in getting those tickets to help support Travis, we're raffling off a Frenchie Upland Elite shotgun and a Kimber Micro 9 stainless steel pistol. So it's two guns, one raffle, so you got two chances to win.
Are there any links that the listeners can go to find out more about this event, Rob?
Yeah, so James Inman that organized the golf tournament, another big supporter of trying to help Travis out and his family, he put together a Facebook group called Trucking for T-Ball. So one of the things that Travis does occupationally is he hauls gravel and dirt and that kind of stuff with a dump truck, and so we kind of did a spin off of that. And so we're, you know, I know there's some other ideas in the works, maybe a cornhole tournament coming up later this winter or some other items, things like that. And so that's a Facebook group that if you go find that or know some people that know Travis or you know Travis, shouldn't be hard to find. And that's one place where we're trying to land all the events together so that everybody can kind of keep up with what's happening.
Is there a pre-registration for the shoot on October 22nd, or is that just show up?
Yeah, no pre-registration. We would ask that, you know, if you can, ammunition is it's in a shortage. So if you're able to, we're hoping to have some boxes of ammunition there, probably 20 and 12 gauge. But if you could bring your own shells, bring your own eye protection, bring your own ear protection, would be fantastic. And just show up. And hopefully, you know, just get in and shoot a game and maybe sit out a game and have some fellowship and visit with fellow shooters and then jump into another game and just spend the afternoon and hoping for some good weather. And, you know, we're on this long stretch of really nice weather, so I hope it holds out. And we do have a rain date for the shoot, and that'd be the following weekend. We will have the dinner and the auction on the 22nd, regardless of the weather. But, That is the scheduled rain date if we run into some bad weather there on that afternoon of the 22nd.
Well, Rob, I heard through the grapevine that Danny Thurston was going to be doing a fish fry. Is that still a go?
You know, I haven't talked to Dan about that, but I wouldn't be surprised. He's always helped out the Madison community, and so, yeah, that wouldn't surprise me at all.
I'll tell you, that'll be fun. I'm going to try to make it over there that evening. I don't shoot that much anymore unless I can just use a camera. You can really tell if I hit something with that or not. There won't be no stories. But really appreciate what you do. And I think we'll go ahead and go to that first break, Rob. And when we get back, I want to talk about the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas and other old events, blogs, and podcasts you're involved with. So stay tuned.
Sounds good.
All right, KVOE Live and Local, stay tuned. We're back with more of What's in Outdoors right after this.
Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Whether you want to trap them for fur or trap them to keep them fur away, Blue Stem's got what you need. Come check out their full line of Duke traps and several sizes of fur stretchers. And now with cooler weather coming, mice and rats are starting to move indoors. Blue Stem's got all kinds of traps and other varmint control products, so get them out and keep them out. Got questions? Just ask Brian, Blue Stem's trapping expert. Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Express Tire has a limited quantity of new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides in stock. No waiting. These will go fast, so don't delay. If you're thinking about a new Polaris before year-end, now is the time to place your order. Hurry in to pick from in-stock machines or order your choice. But don't delay. See Jenny or John at Express Tire, 806 East 12, or shop online at ExpressTirePolaris.com.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, a Friday morning. It is 8:39, 48 degrees on our way to 59 as the daytime high today. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. And again, from Studio North, Council Grove Lake, we send it back to Phil Totten. Phil?
Well, listeners, we've been talking with Rob McDonald. He is the organizer of a great fundraiser for Travis Ballard. It's coming up on October 22nd there in Madison. If you can, please give Travis some Florida. I've been stricken with cancer, not myself, my family, and I know what they're going through. So please keep your thoughts and prayers for Trav, his family, and his friends. We're all rallying around Travis. Rob, you're involved with a lot of things, with doing podcasts and the president of Outdoor Communicators of Kansas. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas and how people might want to be involved with photography, with story writing, with doing a radio show? So.
Yeah, you bet, Phil. So, I am the president of Outdoor Communicators of Kansas currently, and we're lucky to have you as one of our members and a great example of an outdoor communicator. And so, like you mentioned, folks that maybe do copywriting for magazines, maybe do some online writing or blogging, folks that are involved with social media, whether that's film and YouTube channels that have to do with the outdoors, or podcasts, or mentoring, or whatever it is, we want to support that as an organization. And the organization, really, we have a couple conferences a year, one in the spring and the fall. We're going to have our fall conference out at Horse Thief Reservoir near Dodge City this fall. Our spring conference was actually up there at Studio North, right up in your neck of the woods, Phil. You did a great job helping us organize that. And we have a great time, get together some fellowship, and share ideas and stories and kind of what we see happening in the outdoor industry. And if folks are interested, if that's kind of how they line up, or maybe they want to learn to be mentored to become an outdoor writer or communicator some way, photographer, whatever that is, they can sure reach out. So we do have a Facebook page. It's the Outdoor Communicators of Kansas, OCK page. Or they can just give me a call. My number is 620-437-7010. And, you mentioned podcasting and websites, and one of the things that I personally got going on with through OCK is formed a kind of a group with a friend of mine, Brent Frazee, who's a longtime OCK member and was the outdoor editor at the Kansas City Star for a number of years, and then Brittany French is the vice president of Outdoor Mentors down in Wichita, and the three of us got together and said, let's put together a website, GreatPlainsOutdoors.com, and we want to cover everything going on the Great Plains, whether that's fishing, hunting, paddling, biking, horseback riding, whatever it is, what's going on the Great Plains. And and with that, we have a podcast, and we try and have guests on every week and talk about what's timely and going on the Great Plains. And once a month, we try to work it in. Sometimes we might land on every 5 weeks instead of every four, but Brent comes on as one of our guests, so he's really the angling side of our group, and we've kind of nicknamed him Grandpa Fish. So if you're into what's going on in the fishing world across the Great Plains, just be sure and tune into the Great Plains Outdoors podcast, and you can find that anywhere you get your podcast, and check out the Fishing Report with Grandpa Fish once a month, and then go ahead and tune into the rest of the episodes, too.
Rob, how long have you been going on with the handle Modern Wild Man? And now I know your sons are called Little Modern Wild Men, and I think you've got a handle for your wife. How long have you been labeled that?
You know, I started a blog called The Modern Wild Man a number of years ago, probably 8 or 9 years ago, and really that's how I got into outdoor writing. I just wanted a place to kind of put my thoughts down and some photography and to be able to go back and reflect and share that with my family. And that was a free blog on Blogspot, which is a Google-hosted blog. And that actually kind of turned into editors discovering that blog and contacting me and said, hey, would you be interested in writing for Great Plains Outdoors magazine or Outdoor Life magazine, or I write for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks magazine. So if you take that, I would encourage folks to take that if they're interested in outdoors, especially in Kansas. It's a great publication. But if you take that magazine, I usually got a double-page layout. Sometimes it's 3 or 4 pages and just talking about different topics. The last magazine issue had to do with kayaking, and then the next one to come out, I've got a double-page spread in there about the early prairie chicken season that Kansas has, and But if you find me in there, that's what I'll be termed as, is Rob McDonald, the modern wild man. You're right. My kids, I try and get them out. I got two young boys, get them out as much as I can. And so we call them little wild man and littlest wild man. And I do get my wife out to go out. She loves to hunt ducks with us and go fishing with us once in a while. We call her the modern wild woman. So.
Well, I tell you, Rob, I really appreciate what you do and the family involvement, especially in the great outdoors. Of all you do, it's something to be admired. We did talk about waterfowl hunting a little bit and also the drought conditions. Can you tell us a little bit what's going on out at Cheyenne Bottoms, Rob?
Yeah, for folks that aren't familiar, out by Great Bend is the Cheyenne Bottoms marsh complex, and that is the largest inland marsh in North America, and it is a key area for migratory birds coming out of the Prairie Pothole region up into Canada and the Dakotas, and on their migration, that's a key stopping spot. And due to this drought, I know we're definitely feeling the effects of it over here in eastern Kansas, but in western Kansas, I think most people understand that, they get considerably less water than we do on average anyway. And this drought has really affected the bottoms. We had the manager of the Cheyenne Bottoms area on our podcast, the Great Plains Outdoors podcast, here a couple episodes ago. And Cheyenne Bottoms is dry. There's no water in all those that complex out there. And so it's kind of a bittersweet thing. If you're a waterfowl hunter, that's a real good spot to go out and try and get on some birds. It's a tough spot for the birds themselves, as they're migrating south. There's no stopover point for them there now. I guess the only good thing about that is, according to the marsh manager, that gives them a chance to get in there and do some repairs to some of the retention system and some of the gates and things that they normally can't get to because they're either in the water or underwater or whatever. So they're trying to take this window and get as much work done as they can. But I think we all agree that we'd like to see this drought be over and get some water in the bottoms and have a place for those ducks to stop over on their way down.
Yes, there, Rob. And I can't let you get off the show without you telling me a little about your dogs.
You betcha. I'm a Labrador man. I've been hunting with Labradors for a lot of years. And whether that's upland or a waterfowl, this Labrador that I've got right now, we call her Meg, the warrior princess. Man, she has got the blood thirst for the birds. And I kept a spreadsheet for her first 3 years of the number of retrieves, from doves to prairie chickens and rooster pheasants and bob whites and all the species of ducks that we have in the Central Flyway and geese. And we are up in the thousands of birds that she's retrieved, and finally kind of decided maybe I needed to just take her hunting and not worry so much about keeping track of the numbers. But I'm with you, Bill. I love those bird dogs.
Well, partner, you have a good weekend. Thanks so much for being on the show and looking forward to seeing you out at that conference there at Horse Thief there in November, sir.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
All righty. Well, Ron, let's go to that last break. And I just had a Cooper's Hawk swing by my bird feeder.
Oh, okay.
This studio north has all kind of things going on in it.
There's always activity there. All right. You're tuned in to What's in Outdoors. We're back with more after this.
Express Tire has a limited quantity of new Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides in stock. No waiting. These will go fast, so don't delay. If you're thinking about a new Polaris before year-end, now is the time to place your order. Hurry in to pick from in-stock machines or order your choice. But don't delay. See Jenny or John at Express Tire, 806 East 12, or shop online at ExpressTirePolaris.com.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Whether you want to trap them for fur or trap them to keep them fur away, Bluestem's got what you need. Come check out their full line of Duke traps and several sizes of fur stretchers. And now with cooler weather coming, mice and rats are starting to move indoors. Bluestem's got all kinds of traps and other varmint control products, so get them out and keep them out. Got questions? Just ask Brian, Bluestem's trapping expert. Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. What's in Outdoors? Phil Totten, Friday mornings here, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and our friends at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. Back to Studio North, Phil Totten on a Friday morning. Beautiful day out there, Phil.
Yes, it is. When I woke up, the sun was out, and it was shining on all the flowers and the wildflowers and the sumac there in my wild space area, and I'll tell you, it was really a sight to see. It's a little bit cloudy here, and like Rob said, we do need rain, and rain bad. But, Ron, yesterday was the first day I hadn't seen a hummingbird around here, and my feeders are up, so I'll leave them up for another 2 weeks. And okay, if I don't see them, because there's always birds migrating and coming down, and oh, there's just so much going on with the bird migration, and this is why places like Cheyenne Bottoms, like John Redmond, are so important for these birds that migrate. But if something don't show up in 2 weeks, I'm going to take them down, put them up, so that stuff don't freeze in there. I did see some cormorants there at the reservoir yesterday, and so that means that scat fishing is just around the corner. And the cormorants will get in a flock, and they'll go out and feed on shad. And if you watch and see where they roost, I guarantee you, you go under there and you scut shad, you're going to catch catfish. I have seen several eagles. One's really entertaining me down at the lake, and Ginger saw me eyeing a roadkill possum the other day. She read my mind, like, don't even think it. I was trying to figure out, did I have room for a possum, but that's so I could throw it out on the ice when the eagles really show up. And I do plan on using a my old turkey tent to put out on the dock, by a turkey tent, a camo tent, where I can sit in there and take pictures of the eagles. So that's going to be real fun when that comes. But we do have the Lisa for the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout coming up on October 15th. And I know you had Lisa on the show. That's always a good event. And I do need to give her a tip of the hat for keeping Gary's legacy going and everything they do and what they support with 4-H. I do think maybe till the end of this week is the sign-up period for kids participating in 4-H. With the shooting sports, they're doing some great things. But it's not only just the shooting space, the sports, it's getting their heart into the outdoors. And I can't, off the top of my head, think about what those 4-H's mean. But it's very important that families stick together and join events like that. It's been going on for years. So that ought to be able to do it for this week's show. We are looking at some events in 2023. A Monster Bucks at Stormont Vale. That'll be January 27th through the 29th. And then March 10th through the 12th would be the open season expo again at Overland Park. I will be going to Nashville next weekend. I'm going to try to get the show in on the 14th, but I might ask Megan to talk a little bit for Watson Outdoors. She's joined us before and did a great job. And if you can, you might view her coming up on Fox 43.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, she's such a great ambassador to the outdoors in so many ways, Ron. So God bless. We'll see you next Friday.
Well, what's going on this weekend? You got something going on?
Well, we have things going on at the marina.
Okay.
We were going to drink it dry, but with the cold weather, it's not too conducive to that. So we are winding down in the marina. I think we'll probably be closing down there the first week or second week in November. But trash and gas is always going on. We do have campers coming in there. But other than Abner's shoots, warm-up shoots benefit there on the 22nd. I really don't know too much what's going on. There's just a lot of activities going on here in Council Grove. Step Fest is going on, and also a meeting at the Grove. And if you come through the Council Grove area, be sure to stop out at the marina. We were going to close this evening probably about 6 and be open for door tomorrow. We should still have pontoons available to rent, and this is just a great time to get out on a pontoon, especially if you're a camera person, to take a picture of all the wildlife. There's pelicans down there now, too. But no, I'm still working on the yard. Mike, I was just wondering, I missed Travis's show yesterday. Did he say anything about the frost that might be coming and maybe taking green tomatoes off of the vine and wrapping them.
Well, he just mentioned you may want to consider covering because it's going to be patchy, the frost here in this area. So, yeah, you may have to take a little cover. We could be seeing temperatures in some areas, you know, in the mid-30s, so it's not going to be a hard freeze, but, yeah, you may have to do some covering out there, Phil.
Well, I'm going to sure hate to say goodbye to my okra. I love that fried okra. probably too much, to tell you the truth. But, no, it's time to realize that this fall and get things going. I have been looking for more areas to put more wild plants in. And I do see a lot of rejuvenation coming up in my wild space area with the wildflowers that will be blooming in the spring.
All right.
Still not much on using poisons out there, but after the bout with prickly lettuce I had and then pulling that stuff up, I am going to do a little bit more research on using spot spraying chemicals. I know it's pretty important that you know what you might be doing to an environment using that, but if they're used right, I think I'll be okay.
Phil, have a good weekend.
You too, sir. Take care.
Phil Totten, host of What's In Outdoors here, KVOE Live and Local. What's In Outdoors brought to you by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Also, Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. What's In Outdoors every Friday morning here, KVOE Live and Local. It is 8:56.
Some experts thought a disappointing jobs report for September.